天父，我们感谢你，是这爱，不是你是爱的源头，愿你生命充满的灵在这个时候，从天上而来的爱，再次透过你的话，充满浇灌在我们当中，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们感谢诗班给我们献的这一首诗。
We thank the choir for the song。
那么有另外一批人现在在喜年堂献诗。
There's another group that is singing praise to God in the Jubilee Church。
玉俊老师跟我说，刚刚好，分的一半刚刚好。
Choir Master Catherine says, "It's just nice that half number of people here."
那么特别还有一件很美的事，就是刚才你看到那一位诗情，她是蕾如姐妹，蕾如。Where are you? 请你站起来一下吗？
Our sister there on the keyboard.
在27年前
,27 years ago,
每一次的主日崇拜弹电风琴的弹琴的就是他。
For the last 27 years, she's been playing the organ and the keyboard.
27年前的。
27 years ago.
那么这27年他去了哪里呢？
And where has she been for the last 27 years?
他被日本人教会抓去了。
She's been serving in the Japanese church.
他很有爱心，因为那里很早的时候缺乏这样的一个在崇拜当中的人，所以他过去帮忙。
She has a heart for the service over there because they were short of people like her.
他们没跟我们借。
They didn't borrow from us.
希望他们会还给我们。
Perhaps they return her sometime.
Okay, 我们来看以弗所书。
Let's look at the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书三章。
Ephesians chapter 3,
20节。
Verse 20.
你来念书。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
三章二十节，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。我今天要借着以弗所书里的这一句话，跟整本以弗所书，我们再来这个学习关于跟神亲近的事情。
We're going to learn about how to be close to God from this verse and other verses from Ephesians.
不论是祷告也好，
Whether you do not know how to pray,
不论是祷告也好，用祷告了，
Okay.
或者是所谓的这个灵修的这个时间也好，
If you do not know how to use this quiet time,
什么这样一个时刻，这样的一个事情，其实就是上帝在我们当中工作跟运行。
It is actually a time for God to work amongst us.
那我开始，我想讲几件事情。
A few things I want to mention first.
就是昨天我也提到的，我手上拿的一本书。
Yesterday I mentioned that I was holding a book in my hand.
那本书是谈这个新约的这个祷告的事情。
It's talking about prayer in the New Testament.
那么写这本书的这个学者，他是专门研究耶稣作为一个代祷者在新约当中的这样的一个事情是怎么一回事。
The author talks about Jesus as a person who prays for others.
那么他里面举了很多真实的例子。
And the real life examples in there.
那这些真实的例子呢，一讲出来的时候，什么东西都很清楚了。
And when these examples are mentioned, everything is clear.
他用这些真实的例子呢，要帮我们解套。
And it allows us to understand.
No, 解套。我们被很多那关于祷告的那种讲法呢，绑得死死的。
Sometimes our thinking is bounded.
关于祷告是什么，祷告应该怎么样啊？很多的界限。
Our thinking is that we have certain restrictions in the way we think about prayer.
然后他说，很多时候这些祷告的这些讲法，很多时候都跟圣经讲的不大一样。
And the author mentions that a lot of these are not what the Bible mentions how it should be done.
我记得他里面有几个例子。
And I remember a few examples.
有两件事情是跟911有关的。
There are two things related to 911.
他说有一个妇女在见证911那一天的发生的事情。
When a woman witnessed about what happened on that day,
他说他的一个亲人就因为迟到误了那一趟这个车。
She mentioned that her relative, because he was late and was not able to catch the transport,
结果呢就没有到那两栋大厦。
And he did not enter into that two buildings.
就捡回了一条命
，and therefore he survived the plane crash in the two buildings.
但是有另外一位妇女呢
？By another woman mentioned,
她那一个爱家庭的这个丈夫
，that her husband, her loving husband,
那一天本来就是要跟家里人一起出去的。
On that fateful day, he was supposed to go out with the family.
然后他后来想到有一些事情交代了，然后。会更好。
He thought that there was some important things that he needed to settle.
结果他就赶了车到了这个那个大厦。
And he rushed back into the building.
就在他上电梯的时候。
And as he was going up in the elevator,
那个飞机撞了在那个。
The aeroplane with the plane crashed into the building.
这个妻子从此以后没有办法向上帝祷告。
And this woman from then on was not able to face God in prayer.
她说我怎么样跟她祷告
She says, how am I ever going to pray to God?
为什么她不要让她搭不到车呢
Why did God not allow her husband to miss the bus?
另外一位在感恩
One is giving thanks.
你能够用一个固定的一个祷告或者一个仰望上帝就是
Is there such a formula, framework or formula?
有一个宣教士
a missionary,
在非洲的时候
in Africa,
带着他全家人
he brought his family,
要从一个地方去到一个很远的地方
to travel from one place to a place far away.
他那一天不小心
and on that day,
没有把那个该用的汽油准备好
he was not careful and did not prepare the necessary fuel.
结果走到一半油用尽
and then half midway through the journey, he used up his gasoline.
那你知道在非洲那个地方就总是很危险的
and that would be a dangerous place in Africa.
他没有办法
there was nothing he could do.
他跟上帝祷告
and he prayed to God.
你一定要救我脱离这个困境
says, God, you have to rescue me from such a situation.
祷告完了之后
and after he prayed,
他把水
He used the water
倒在汽油箱里面
He poured the water into the gas tank
然后他开动引擎
And he started the engine
车走了
And the car moved
这个是真实的
And this is real
另外是关于病痛的事情
And another example about illness
有一件我昨天下午也提到
I mentioned something like that yesterday.
另外一件也是一个病痛的事情。
There's another one, another story.
那么教会的人就说，我们一定要联合起来祷告。
The people in the church say that yes, we have to be united in prayer.
我们要每个小时都有人祷告，每分钟都有祷告。我们要有一个祷告的锁，连锁。
We must have a chain of prayer. We must pray unceasingly all the time.
大家都去做了。
And so everyone went about it.
但是后来他的病没有好
，but the person was not healed，
也都被主接去了
，and returned to God。
当中就有人说
，and so there are people amongst the church，
一定是我们当中有人没有用住信心祷告
，says that well there must be someone in the church who didn't pray enough，
所以上帝没有听我们祷告
，and then God did not listen to us。
当然你知道这样子一讲的话
，of course when this is mentioned。
我想整个教会的关系就坏了
The relationship in the church is broken
而另外一个就发生在一个是牧做一个牧师的一个身上
Another event happened onto a pastor
他的一个十多岁的孩子得了病
His 10 plus year old boy had an illness
医生没有办法治疗了
And the doctor was not able to cure him
就在他教会当中有人相信某一种的按手祷告或者某一种祷告方式一定能够医治他的孩子
and someone in the church mentioned that oh there's a special way to pray with laying of hands that you're able to heal the child
然后敲门要到他家里来要做这样的事
and knocked on his door and went to his house and said we should do this
那么那个牧师说不需要
and the pastor said no this is not necessary
当那个孩子去世之后
and the boy died
这些人就攻击这个牧师。
And so the rest the people in the church attack this pastor.
特别是强调这样子，相信这样子的祷告某一种方式，上帝一定会听的。
And especially those who believe that a certain way of prayer would be effective.
那个丧礼之后
，and after the wake and the funeral,
这个牧师不单离开教会，从此也离开全时间的侍奉。
This pastor left the church and he left his full-time service.
那当然，书里面也有举了很多正面的。
Of course, there are also positive examples in the book.
像刚才那个宣教士的
，just like the missionary I mentioned.
也有很多真的是想都没有想到的
，and there are some unexpected things as well.
甚至有时候都还没有想到的
，and things that we could never imagine.
神都已经做了
，God has already done.
我想这些事实就告诉我们一件事
，I think the reality tells us
关于祷告的事情
，about prayer，
关于上帝带领我们的事情
，about how God leads us。
让我们不要用一个简单的某一种方程式说一定就是这样子了。
Let's not restrict God within a certain framework.
但是我们要把这样的一个事情的信心放在哪里呢
？But where do we put our belief？
我们的那一个动力来自哪里呢
？Where does our motivation come from？
我们的那个基础在哪里呢
？Where is our foundation？
我们那个不动摇的那个仰望的那样的一个注目的那个。关键要在哪里呢
？Where is our unshakable faith? Where is our vision?
保罗在以弗所书讲得很清楚。
Paul says very clearly in Ephesians.
他说，这个神运行在我们心里的大能大力是充中住住，而且超过我们所求所想的。
Paul says that to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
他并没有说这样的事情是因为。我做了什么？因为我用了什么方式
？It says he's able to do this not because of things that I've done，
或者我用了什么方式，或者我做了什么
，or I've done certain steps。
他是说这个就是一个事实，神的大能大力运行在我们心里。
He just says that this is the truth that God's power works in us。
他还说了一句超过我们所求所想。
And he says this is immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine。
他凭什么这样讲呢
？What is the basis of him saying this？
因为在这个第二章结束的时候
，because in chapter two at the end of chapter two，
我们看二十一、二十二节
，in verse 21 and 22， in verse 21， in him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord， and in him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit。
二十一节，各房靠他联络的合时，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵所居住的所在。我们就是圣灵所居住的。
We are the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit。
这就是三章二十节说的，神造作运行在我们心中的力量。
And this is the power that God mentioned, that Paul mentions in verse 20 in chapter 3.
我们就是上帝使到我们成为圣灵居住的地方。
We allow God, we are where the Spirit dwells.
是上帝使到我们成为这样的一个地方。
It's God that makes us to become a temple.
也是上帝要这样的在我们当中的。
And it's God what God wants.
我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know this?
上帝怎么使到我们是他圣灵居住的地方呢
？How is it that God is able to For us to become a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
第一章二十三节
In chapter 1, verse 23, Paul says, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。你看到说，这几个世纪几节的经文一直在告诉我们，我们就是上帝要充满的。
These verses tell us that God wants to fill us with the Spirit.
我们怎么这么肯定我们一定是圣灵所要充满的呢
？Why are we so certain that we are the ones for God to fill with the Holy Spirit?
我们看一章十三节。
Let's look at chapter one, verse thirteen. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。 我们因为耶稣的关系
because of Jesus，
我们因为信了耶稣的关系
because of us believing in Jesus Christ，
我们一定领受圣灵
we have received the Holy Spirit，
而这圣灵就是那充满所要充满的
and the Holy Spirit fills us，
那圣灵也就是大能大力
and it's the Holy Spirit is the power。
圣灵怎么是大能大力呢
？Why is the Holy Spirit the power？
一章二十节
，in chapter 1 verse 20， which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms，
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。这里的形容呢，就是圣灵。而同样的形容也形容说在我们当中运行圣灵已经证明他是大能大力因为他叫耶稣从死里复活、
The description here is of the Holy Spirit. It is the power、that is working with its mighty strength.
那么这样的一位复活的耶稣为什么跟我们一定有关系呢
And how is such a risen Christ? What is the relationship with us?
我们看第二章
Let's look at chapter 2
第五节第六节
and 6God made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
第五节，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。而这样的事情是事实，是因为圣灵把我们跟耶稣连起来。
Such a description is the truth. It is how the Holy Spirit is joined to us.
这也是我们的加尔文神学里面最重要的，但是今天完全不在加尔文的、这个长老中的这个信仰的里面成为主题。
This is something that is very important in Calvinistic teachings.
加尔文最精彩的是他的基督论，不是什么预定论，不是些什么这个其他的五大要义。在这里呢。我们怎么会跟耶稣是一样的呢
How is it that we are the same as Jesus Christ?
上帝叫耶稣从死里复活坐在天上
God made us Jesus to be alive again and to be together with him in the heavenly realms.
保罗说圣灵呢就使我们跟主耶稣呢一起了
Paul says the Holy Spirit helps us to be together with Jesus.
所以他看呢他我们现在等于就是跟主耶稣坐在天上
So he sees that we are seated together with Jesus in heaven.
我们也是圣灵所充满
And we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
而这样的事情是由谁决定的
And who has decided on this?
是谁使到他事情可以这样做的
Who is able to accomplish this?
以弗所书一章三节开始
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 it says Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父上帝，他在基督耶稣里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，是这一位父上帝。
It is God the Father,
也就是旧约的那一位耶和华上帝。
And it is the Old Testament Yahweh,
也是保罗所相信的。所敬拜的耶和华上帝
And it's the Yahweh God that Paul has worshipped and believed all his life
保罗在还没有信耶稣之前
Before Paul became a Christian Before he came to know about Jesus
他不是无神论者
He wasn't an atheist
他是一个绝对相信他的以色列旧约上帝的
He deeply believed in the God of Israel
他不是一个没有神的人
He was not a person who did not believe that God existed
而后来他明白了
And later on he understood
耶稣是这一位神证明为我们所做的一切的一切的证明
Jesus is the proof of God who has done everything for us
而且凑在耶稣的这个身上完全证明了这些事情是真的
And through Jesus, the person has shown them that all this is real
所以对保罗来说
And to Paul
神的大能充充足足就是运行在我们当中
The power of God is flowing amongst us
并且是超过我们所求所想
And it's above what we can ask for or imagine.
也不是等到只有我们有特别的感觉的时候才是的。
And it does not exist just because we have a certain feeling.
也不是等到有什么特别的现象的时候才有的。
Or a certain vision or certain phenomenon.
对保罗来说，现在我们已经就是在这个被圣灵充满里面的。
For Paul, we are already in the situation where we are filled with the Holy Spirit already.
所以他在第五章的时候说，要被圣灵充满，不要醉酒。
And so in chapter 5, he says, do not be drunk, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为你不被你醉酒的话，你就是在这种状况，你不愿意在那种状况。
Because when a person is drunk, he is not in self-control.
而现在圣灵充满是一个事实。
And since the filling of the Holy Spirit is a reality.
而现在圣灵要充满在我们当中，是上帝、耶稣、圣灵做成的。
And the fill us with the Holy Spirit is God the Father, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit together.
是一个已经就是了的。
It is something that exists and is true.
保罗说，所以我们就在里面。
So Paul says we are in it.
不要跳出来。
Do not come out.
你去醉酒就是你离开这个。
And when a person is drunk, he exits from this.
我们已经被带进这样的一个状况了。
We have been brought into this.Situation.
我们也不要以为说我没有感觉到，大概没有吧。
We may say, oh, I don't feel it, so it does not exist.
或者没有人呢，有讲一些特别的声音，大概没有吧。
And nobody has made any special sound, so it doesn't exist.
或者是没有什么特别一些现象，我没有看到一些什么，没有吧。
And because I do not see any special vision or phenomenon, I don't feel it.
那个是在圣灵中嘛，有一些出现的现象。
Although these special phenomena happens when a person is with the Holy Spirit,
但是圣灵充满是一个事实。
But the filling of the Holy Spirit is a reality,
而且是一个常态。
It is a common phenomenon,
constant state. 我们就是，我们就在这个情况。
We already exist in such a state.
所以你就能够明白他在帖撒罗尼迦这个前书，昨天我们有看到。
帖撒罗尼迦前书 So you may understand in 1 Thessalonians
第五章
Chapter 5
16节
Verse 16
他跟17节这样说
Verse 16 and 17 Be joyful always, pray continually
18节
In verse 18 Give thanks in all circumstances For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus
要常常喜乐不住地祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督里向你们所定的旨意。我们常常说，怎么样常常祷告？怎么样不住祷告？怎么是常常喜乐呢
？We've often asked ourselves, how are we able to be joyful always, to pray all the time?
你想一想，对保罗来说 ，To Paul, 现在上帝就是天天在充满着我们。
God fills us every day.
我们现在就是一直在神的这个被充满的情况底下。
We are in the situation where God fills us all the time.
我们就是一个到上帝面前，在上帝面前的。
We are always before God.
他哪里不会喜乐呢
？How is he not to be joyful?
作为一个旧约的以色列人，知道能够在神面前是何等的一件事情。
For a person in the Old Testament, it was a great thing to be able to come before God.
而既然神就在我的左右前后是随时的
，and now that God is around him all the time,
我为什么不要不住的祷告呢
？Why shouldn't we stop praying?
我不住祷告怎么会是问题呢
？To be able to continue praying, that won't be a problem at all.
任何一个时刻，神啊，就是通的。
At any time, God is around us, so it's always possible to pray.
主啊，是随时的。
It's at any time.
而且是任何的一种情况的
，and under all circumstances，
不会因为说牧师你没有给我们足够代祷时像你给三样，我一分三十秒就完了，不怎么样不住的祷告。
You may say, oh, Pastor, you didn't give us enough prayer items. You only give me three, and we finish very quickly. How are we able to pray unceasingly?
是我们把祷告想成就是那样一个模式
，because we have given a structure to prayer.
现在保罗是告诉我们，祷告是。一个生命跟另外一个生命的一种很特别也很自然的一种的关系。
Paul tells us that prayer is a relationship between us and God. It's a very special relationship.
我们等一下就要放在行动里面去。
Later on, we're going to practice this.
我们已经从保罗这里很清楚的看到
Here we have seen clearly from Paul's description.
我们现在就是圣灵所居住的殿
We are the temple of God here with the Holy Spirit. From the Holy Spirit.
每一个人就是圣灵在我们当中所要行大能超过我们所求所想
Every one of us is filled with the Holy Spirit that is able to do more than we can imagine.
不是我们配得什么
It is not because we deserve it.
因为耶稣基督的救恩的关系
Because of the grace of Jesus Christ.
我们凡是信耶稣的
For everything that we believe.
我们一定领受圣灵的
We would have received the Holy Spirit.
在什么时候你不用去问是不是跟你祷告的时候是我觉知的时候还是我要等 second blessing 没有所谓 second blessing 这件事情了
You don't have to worry about when at which time point are you filled with the Holy Spirit it is not important
是上帝告诉我们这个事实就是一个事实
This is the truth that God has spoken and told us
这个事实不是因为我这边有什么我这边做了什么
And this truth exists regardless of whatever you have done
是父上帝在创世以前借着主耶稣就是要使我们这样
As God the Father before the creation has already through Jesus Christ this is what he wants to accomplish in us
所以我希望弟兄姐妹我不打算给你什么足够的心理准备
Brothers and sisters I'm not going to give you any preparation beforehand
也不用什么 warming up 的就是的
And this is so
然后我们就行动
And let's just go and carry out the action
这个是保罗所告诉我们的事实
This is the truth that Paul wants to tell us
但是我们常常在这中间加了一大堆许多人的讲法人的这个看法把我们无形中跟上帝呢弄了一个隔膜
But in between we have added a lot of man's words such that we have created a barrier between man and God
让我们把那些放下
Let's remove them
让我们就知道现在我们就是在圣灵里
Let us know now that it is that we exist together with the Holy Spirit
神要听我们的祷告
and that God is ready to listen to us
神要在我们当中运行
and that God wants to move amongst us
超过我们所知
beyond what we can imagine
我们一起祷告
let's pray
主我们感谢你我们本来是死在罪恶过犯之中我们本来是迷失我们都不知道我们的生命可以如此的尊贵如何给不一样你既然叫我们跟基督一同活过来还坐在你的右边何等尊贵何等荣耀我们也无法使到你亲近我们但是你就是要亲近我们是你使到我们成为你圣灵居住的殿是你从此每时每刻环绕着我们围绕着我们你虽然尊贵荣耀但你不是遥不可及你不是远在天边你也在我们之中在我们之内在我们之上我们感谢你感谢你此时此刻随时随地你要听我们的呼求听我们的仰望你要为我们成就超过我们所求所想我们感谢你奉耶稣基督的名阿们